Ви з SBS українською.
True language, songs and arts with SBS Ukrainian. We can discover the Ukrainian spirit and identity in Australia, say Maru Yarotsky, who is director of the Ukrainian Museum in Australia, widely known artist and architect from Melbourne. In 1991, Yarotsky family moved to Australia from England. As a person of Ukrainian ancestry, Ms. Yarotsky congratulated SBS with 50th anniversary and highlights of the infusion of the SBS Ukrainian program into Ukrainian community in Australia.
Ваша громада, ваші думки і дискусії. SBS українською мовою.
Many thanks, Богдане, for inviting me to SBS. 50 years of SBS, this is quite an occasion and quite a milestone and quite a celebration. I can honestly say that for us and my family, SBS Radio has really been a linchpin and a cornerstone of entertainment and information for the whole of our family. When we emigrated to Australia in 1981, our first language was and still is Ukrainian. So when we found out that there was an SBS radio program in Ukrainian, we immediately started listening to that. And right up to the present day from 81, we have tried not to miss any of those radio programs. And the reason they were so special for us when we landed in Australia was because through SBS Radio, we found out a lot of information about the Ukrainian community, where the Ukrainian churches were, the schools, the credit cooperative, and also we got a whole heap of Ukrainian community news. So as a linchpin for us to get connected with the community, SBS Radio Ukrainian was absolutely invaluable. What also was good for us, from an entertainment perspective, we could listen to our own language. And, you know, when you land in Australia, you don't know anybody. You're speaking Ukrainian. Just switching in for that 1 hour weekly was really a godsend for us. It helped us in many ways. And what was also good, we found out about the concerts that were happening, and the Ukrainian music that was played there was always up to date because the information came from around the whole world. So we also felt connected with, obviously, Ukrainians worldwide. And the big plus, hearing one's own language. And I think from 1981 to today, that's over 40 years for us. That's been extremely precious. It's good for the soul. It's good for the well-being. And it's definitely good for mental health to be connected with your own mother tongue. And I can understand that today, you know, when families and children have grown up, there's a lot of people that a single person households, they don't use Ukrainian as a language, but hearing it on radio really reconnects them back to their roots from, you know, the 80s and the 90s. So that radio program is really invaluable. And I think, especially today, there's probably another aspect where SBS Ukrainian is absolutely vital. And that is because of the war situation, we've got a lot of displaced people that have landed here in Melbourne and a lot of refugees. And I know that for them, switching on SBS Radio Ukrainian, again, is a very valuable tool to be connected with the community. A lot of the displaced people that we've spoken with have been very grateful for this 1 hour of the Ukrainian program. And we're also grateful to the Ukrainian radio team because they've taken interviews from the Ukrainian Museum of Australia based in Melbourne. And it was through these radio programs that we actually got interest from the new arrivals. And we have actually gained 4 new volunteers at the museum, thanks to Radio Ukrainian SBS. So this program really has far-reaching consequences. It's extremely beneficial. And again, the refugees that have come have said, thank God that the Australian government actually has this SBS Radio Ukrainian. And all of us, we're basically saying, Australian government, thank you, thank you, thank you. And in the same breath, we're also saying, please, please, please consider another aspect. Today, we are only granted 1 hour a week. And we would be so grateful if that number would be increased, if possible, to 1 hour a day. A lot of people do tune in once a week. You know, we're waiting in trepidation. But if we had it once a day, or any increase over 1 hour would be greatly, greatly appreciated. And I think in conclusion, we'd like to thank the team of workers at SBS. They provide a fabulous service for the community. They're really switched on, and we find the programs of extreme interest. They're very well balanced. You know, we get news, we get community information, we get the arts, we get the museum, and we get music. And the service that they can provide through SBS is absolutely priceless. It's pure gold for all of us, are Ukrainians here. And I think it really does add to that Aussie mosaic of multiculturalism. Everybody's got their own little piece in this mosaic, and the Ukrainians have theirs, thanks to SBS Radio. 50 years is quite a long time, and we're all hoping and praying that this program will be going for at least another 50 and then another 50. So congratulations, SBS Radio, and thank you, Australian government, for this service, and thank you, our Ukrainian team here at SBS. Congratulations, and Slava Ukraini, glory to Ukraine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bohdana, and thank you for having us.
Хочете почути більше подібних історій? Слухайте в Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify або будь-якому іншому місці.